Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. My name is Nicole, and I'm your host for our brand new health segment here at Yaiser Radio, Healthy 365. Today's health topic is about a healthy immune system and how a healthy colon will help you maintain optimum health as well as a healthy immune system. There have been countless studies out there that have shown a link to maintaining good health, more importantly, a balanced immune system through optimum colon health. An immune system, if you're not familiar with that and what it really is our body's personal protection that wards off minor infections and harmful bacteria and disease. You can kind of think of your immune system as your little personal army that protects your body, your beautiful vessel, against harmful bacteria, against contagious diseases, and other things that can form, such as cancer. Did you know that the intestinal tract, also known as the GI tract, is one of the largest immune organs within the body? Yet it's often overlooked, yet it's a very vital organ. Some of the signs that you may have an imbalanced colon, also known as an overgrowth of bad bacteria, are things like nasal congestion, many things that we can commonly mistake as a cold, or diarrhea, if you've noticed that you have a change in your bowel pattern after you eat, gas or bloating or constipation, or even fatigue. And fatigue is where you have no energy and you just feel really, really weak. All of these symptoms are common, and they can easily be overlooked or explained away. How many times have you said something like, it must have been something I ate, or dairy doesn't agree with me? These can be underlying symptoms of an imbalanced colon. I bet most of you don't know that by the age of 35, most adults will secrete less stomach acid. And our stomach acid, I know a lot of times we just assume that our stomach, you know, we eat when we're hungry and our stomach does the rest. But there's acid within our stomach that actually plays an important part in absorbing our food, which is where we get our nutrients from. Over half of your stomach acid will reduce by the age of 50. And this is important because the absorption of food is very important to your colon, where it filters down from the stomach and goes into your colon for absorption. So within our colon, there's this wonderful environment and breeding ground for bacteria. And I'm sure all of you know there's good bacteria and there's bad bacteria. Well, the good bacteria, those are the guys that we want on our team. The good bacteria is going to boost up our immune system and keep us nice and healthy. The bad bacteria, what it's going to do is steal our nutrients, can possibly cause damage to our colons, and can cause a lot of the symptoms that I mentioned before. There's a new study out that I found really, really, really insightful that suggests that our food industry and our administration, such as the federal administration, has actually caused quite a few of us to have an unsafe colon. And what the study indicated was that in the 1950s, there was a rash of heart disease, and tons of people, including our president at the time in the 50s, suffered from a heart attack or something adversely impacting their health with their heart. And so they did these studies, and they're thinking, okay, why is everybody dying from heart attacks, and why are people having heart disease? We've got to do something to fix this problem. So they go to the food conglomerates and they say, what are you putting in our food source that could be contributing to this problem? Well, they found out to make everything taste good, you know, all your really famous cereals and your chips and all the things that we just love that are convenient and are in our local grocery stores were filled with fat. So what did they do? They waged a war against fat, and they had to replace the fat with something else to make the food taste good. Well, they're showing that they replaced the fat with sugar. And I know you may say, well, you know, sugar is naturally found in things like pastas and fruits. Sugar's not that bad. The bad thing is, studies are showing that sugar is as addictive as a drug. And the lasting impact of excessive sugar within your diet can contribute to things like they're finding maybe a link to autism and autoimmune disorders. Those are disorders where your body basically, instead of your immune system protecting your body, it begins to attack itself. And some common conditions, I know you may have heard a lot of the main, like, celebrities. Nick Cannon, for example, was recently diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder, lupus. Michael Jackson was said to have had lupus. So they're finding a link through these studies between this excess amount of sugar and the development of cancers and bad diseases. Now, why is this important, you say? And we have things in place like our FDA, our Food and Drug Administration, to protect us, right? We trust them to make sure that when we bring something to nourish ourselves and our families, that we're protected. Well, the reason why this is important, you may have heard of special interest groups. They're saying that these special interest groups are pushing and loading this toxic substance, sugar, into our foods. And so what has that done? It's way beyond tooth decay. It's caused attention deficit disorder. It causes the breakdown of your organs. Sugar, I've been told, is so bad for you that when they've done extensive studies on it, where they enriched this feed of our livestock, and this is a source of our nourishment. You know, how many of us consume meat or we consume dairy products and they come from cattle? When cattle and other livestock were fed diets high in added sugar, many of them died. They developed cancer-like growth. But this was all hidden from the American public because sugar makes the food taste good. They need something to make this food that would otherwise be undesirable when it's packaged taste great. So what did they do? Filled our food with sugar. And what did we as the American people do? We just consumed more. And the more we consumed, the more these big food industries decided to pump out more and more food enriched with sugar. So now what do we see? We see type 2 diabetes, which is a diabetes that you're not born with. There's two different types. There's a type that you're actually born with, where your body's not producing and not responding properly to insulin. And then there's type 2. And what have we been told? We've been told that we're not active enough as a nation, that our diet is poor. But if our food is being pumped full of this toxic substance like sugar, then of course we're going to crave more sugar. Of course we're going to be overweight. And then because of that, of course we're going to be very tired and not have a lot of energy. You see so many people now diagnosed with attention deficit disorder and hyperactivity, tons of kids on medications for these types of things. And it seems like everybody is getting some form of cancer. And so I found this study to be just very intriguing, and it started me thinking, how does this really link to our colon health? Well, a moment ago we talked about our good and our bad bacteria, and our colon has both. And so when we consume sugar, the good bacteria gets overtaken by the bad bacteria, because what is the bad bacteria within our colon love? What does it thrive off of? What is the fuel that keeps it going? It's sugar. So you have this overgrown bacteria within your colon. And we're going to talk a little bit more about this after the break, how this can have a bad impact on your health. But before we go to a break, I got to pay some bills. So, of course, I just want to let everybody know that this show is officially sponsored by damselindistress.com. If you're a listener in the Atlanta, Georgia area or Indianapolis, Indiana, and you need home or business services like junk hauling, moving, carpet cleaning, residential or commercial cleaning, painting, drywall, or a handyman, like if you just need that honey-do list and you don't have a honey and you need help, let damselindistress.com be your helping hands. You can reach them by calling 888-769-2210 or logging on to damselindistress.com. You can use promo code Nicole, which is my name, to receive a 5% discount on your services. That number again is 888-769-2210. Or again, log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code Nicole, and you'll receive a 5% discount on all of your services. I'm going to go ahead and lead us into one of our nice soothing songs. We like here jazz music and uplifting things. So if you have anything to contribute, if there's anything that you're interested in talking about or anything that you have a question about, you can give us a call at 347-884-8705. We'll be right back after this short break. Hi. Thanks for staying tuned in to our new show again. This is a health segment called Healthy 365, and I'm your host, Nicole Lee, here at theizerradio.com. Tonight's topic that we were talking about is about colon health. We had left off about some studies that had found that our food industry had actually been marketing our food and filling it with a toxic substance that many of us know as sugar. We left off with talking about how sugar in the bacteria in your colon can cause you adverse impacts on your health. And one of the common bacteria that's found in your colon is called Candida. I'm sorry, a little under the weather tonight. Candida, many of us women out there certainly can attest to this, is a yeast. And yeast, you know, if you're a woman, you've heard of yeast infections, where you can also have an excessive amount of yeast in your colon. And this candida overgrowth is often undetected, the study showed, often underdiagnosed and even misdiagnosed as IBS, which the common term for that would be the irritable bowel syndrome. Typically, your healthcare provider can diagnose this condition of the candida, which feeds off of these excess sugars, and it grows all through your colon, and when it gets out of hand, it goes all up into your lower intestine and upper intestine and can go into your stomachs. And some of the complications from this can be malabsorption of nutrients. And again, we talked about our colon is important after our food is broken down within our stomach. It helps us get our nutrients from our food. Well, we need our nutrients for our blood, for our bone health, and for development and growth of our cells. So this bad bacteria, kind of think of it as a double-headed monster. And some of you have seen those commercials from, like, a well-known cold medication. And I think it does a really good depiction of bacteria. And so these little critters are all out of control, and they're taking up colonies in your intestine. And if you've ever seen yeast grow on something, it's not a pretty picture. And so with this overgrowth, this monster that's out of control inside your colon will crave more sugar. So many of us, how many times have you just needed something sweet, or you just needed some pasta, or you consume something, a carb, which breaks down into sugar, and you need more sugar? That has a lot to do with it. When you eat sugar, of course, you're going to crave more sugar. And, of course, if you have an overgrowth of this candida, it's going to cause you to want and consume more sugar. Some of the symptoms, okay, are things that may present themselves that you want to look for and speak to your healthcare provider about would be loose stools. If you find that after you consume a carbohydrate-rich meal or something heavy in sugar and you have loose stools or diarrhea shortly after consuming it, that would be a red flag or something to take note of. If you find that you have a lot of gas, you know, a lot of times we just think, oh, I just have a lot of gas. You know, maybe I ate something and I'm just a gassy person. So what do? We take something. We take a medication for that. But that's something that you want to be mindful of, because it could be an indication that there's something not quite right with your colon. If you find that you have fatigue, you know, food, we consume that for energy. And if you never have any energy and you don't know why, and there's otherwise you're perfectly healthy and your diet is pretty normal, because let's be perfectly clear. There are good carbs and there's bad carbs, okay? And so the healthier carbs, they would still break down into sugar. And so if you have an overgrowth of this bad bacteria or candida or yeast, it would still break down into sugar and contribute to the overgrowth of this bacteria. Some of the other symptoms that you may have developed diabetes, okay? This may be a contributor to that. You may have been recently diagnosed with something like lupus. And so this is something you want to speak to your healthcare provider about. The reason why a lot of this is important is because all of us should get screens and have health screenings. Since I know many of you are aware that you should have a colonoscopy shortly after the age of 40. It's one of those routine screenings that you really should have to check on your colon health. But if this condition goes undiagnosed and continues to get out of hand, you can have weight gain, you can develop conditions like diabetes and some cancers. Colon cancer is a big one. It can actually cause these bad bacteria to release this toxic, waste, and it'll spill over into your bloodstream, which can just cause a whole host of health problems. One of the ways, though, that your health provider would actually test for this, because I always want to make sure that we're promoting education so that when you go to your health care provider, you know, you're well-informed, you know, which is really important. One of the ways that they do screen for this condition is through one of two tests. One of the non-invasive, and when I say non-invasive, that means one that is non-invasive, meaning they don't have to do a medical procedure. It's something that can be done without them entering or having some type of invasive. The procedure is not invasive, okay? So it's not as extensive. There aren't a lot of health risks behind it. It's a really simple way to test for this overgrowth. It would be called a lactulose hydrogen breath test. And what they do is they have you drink a sugary drink, and it would be filled with lactulose, that's the sugar, okay? And as the sugar ferments, okay, hydrogen is released. And then what that does is that flows through your bloodstream, and then it gets reabsorbed into your lungs. And they have you blow into a mouthpiece, and they collect this, your breath, in a vacuum seal, and they test that. And if there's high levels of hydrogen, that's a good indication to your healthcare provider that you have candida overgrowth or an overgrowth of bad bacteria, okay? Another test, which is the best way to test for this, okay, would be the sample fluid, where they actually take a sample of fluid from your small intestine or a stool sample, and they do cultures on it to check for the balance of the ratio of the bacteria within your colon, okay? If you do suffer from candida overgrowth, nothing's ever without hope, okay? There's some great things that you can do. Typically, your doctor will put you on a strict diet, a healthy diet, okay? It's one that is going to be restricted with carbohydrates. You'll consume healthy raw vegetables, whole fruits, whole wheat. Consuming plain yogurt would be an important part of the diet because yogurt, of course, gives us, a lot of you have heard about the gut cultures, probiotics. Probiotics are important because they help us develop good, healthy bacteria within our colon. But there's also some natural remedies. I know a lot of us like to do the holistic measures on our own, and so you can take things like enteric-coated peppermint oil. And when I say enteric-coated, that just means that the medicine stays within the capsule itself. It's covered with a coating for ease of you to swallow it, and it does not release until it gets absorbed into the stomach and it passes through the acid and it gets broke down and absorbed properly, okay? There's also grapeseed extract. There's coconut oil. Some of this, we talked more about the bad bacteria stopping you from consuming your food properly, and therefore you don't get the nutrients, the vitamins that you would need to get naturally from your diet. So if you are diagnosed with an imbalance of bacteria within your colon, your doctor may put you on supplements. Some of those are like calcium and vitamin D, magnesium and zinc, okay? There are other factors other than just sugar, okay? That's just one theory out there about sugar in our food industry. But there's some real factors that, you know, a lot of those we can control. High stress, I know, you know, we can't say that enough. High stress can contribute to a disorder within your colon. If you have diabetes, that can contribute. If you use acid reductions, how many of you have been told you have acid reflux or GERD? Or antacids, birth control. A lot of us use birth control. Steroids or antibiotics can contribute to this. I think an important piece for our show as we expand and we have future episodes, I can't stress enough the importance to get in tune with your body. Any small change that you may notice, you know, don't be afraid just to make record of that. Only you know your body. So if you see changes to a bowel pattern, if you have foul-smelling stool, darker tarry stools, stools that are bright red, this can be an indication of a more serious condition. You want to promote a wonderful communication with your healthcare provider. Your healthcare provider should be coming in, sitting down, and giving you that attention, whether it be 3 minutes or five. They should be making eye contact with you, taking their time to explain things thoroughly. You want to make sure that you always never leave an appointment without having a clear understanding of what your results were if you had labs or tests done. You want to make sure that you have a clear understanding of how to maintain or how to go about or what to expect. You know, that education piece and that bridge of communication, I can't stress enough of how important that will be. Here at Healthy 365, we really promote our viewers and our listeners of being health warriors and personal advocates for their health. This is the only way that we can have a healthy and balanced life. So we want to make sure that we're being our own personal advocates, okay? I'd like to end this broadcast, like I'll end a lot of our broadcasts, on a positive note. So I'm a person, I love positivity through music and through action and, of course, through quotes. So I'll leave you all tonight with a wonderful quote by our late, great Harriet Tubman, since this is, I think every day is Black History Month or Great Leadership Month or great, just all about great leaders. This beautiful quote, it says, "Every great dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars and to change the world. Please remember that we are all important beings, and through our health awareness and consciousness, we can all make a difference and leave our mark in the world, and we can all aspire to achieve our dreams." This is Nicole Lee, your host for Healthy 365. Please tune in next week when we'll have another broadcast. Please feel free to chat me or respond to my blogs. This week's blog will be about colon health. I'll have some healthy recipes. There'll be some other important links, some inspirational quotes. I love doing links about inspirational music, you know, things that uplift us. I think in times like these, we can't get enough of positivity and support. So if you have any ideas or any questions that you have or anything of interest that you'd like to discuss, feel free to comment on a blog or chat. And at future broadcasts, of course, you can call in and contribute to our broadcast. I want to wish you all a good night, and thanks so much for tuning in.